Welcome to JV's Swim Podcast, the busy swim teachers who can spare 5 minutes for this kind of thing, but not a lot more. This episode looks at some fun activities that will help your swimmers with streamlining, push and glide, and transition. Some say these are just for fun, but rest assured there's a method behind each one. Do tell your swimmers that this will help with their swim, their dive and turns. Some parents who think that swim club swimming is all about ploughing up and down the lane will wonder why they're paying for a fun session. They're not. For streamlining, I love the streamlined bounce. Swimmers love it too. Best if the pool is shallow, but they like the challenge in the deep end as well. If that is the way the pool is configured. Before they get wet though, run through the streamlined position. I start with the hands. I have to get the swimmers to place one hand over the other and lock the hands in place with the thumb down one side and the little finger trapped on the other. Then to push the hands above the heads into the streamlined position. Some are great every time, others need to be coaxed into pushing their head and ears between their elbows, others to reach up properly. It's a good idea to pick one of them to demonstrate this and for others to copy. I then join in myself with the streamlined position and do a little pirouette while explaining that streamlining is for front crawl, for back crawl, for breaststroke and fly, for dives and turns. I impress on them the importance of streamlining and explain by bowing flat as if across the water that to be streamlined you need to be looking down at the bottom of the pool, even letting the water go over the top of your head. If I can, I will show them a picture or draw one. It rather depends on how I feel and if I'm getting my message over. Two exercises which help with streamlining are streamlined bounce and push and glide or dive and glide competitions. The streamlined bounce has swimmers adopt the streamlined position while standing in the water. I make sure that they squat down, get their head under the water, then shoot out of the water like a rocket. I then line them up, one behind the other, on the black line lane marker and send them up the pool one at a time, inviting them to try and tap one of the lane marker flags at the 5 meter mark and the other end at the, I guess it's the 20 meter mark, if they can. If we have a deep end, then the swimmers may do a pencil jump from the block to start and follow up with streamlined bounce out of this. The trick is to insist that they do a two-legged bounce, that they duck their head beneath the water every time and keep the arms above the head and hands held in the streamlined position. Otherwise, there's a temptation for them to skip along on one foot and treat it as a race. The streamlined glide or dive and glide competition is, as it suggests, a glide off the side of the pool, holding a tight streamlined position, pushing deep, no kick, no arm pull. They go for as long as they can. Of course, they've got to hold their breath. My challenge is to have them go an extra meter each time they have a go, and generally for them to have 3 shots at this. From the pool side, I hope they will get 6 meters, 7 or 8 meters out. With a dive, I hope they get to 10 meters, some to halfway and beyond. In time and with enough feedback, every time they dive, push off or turn, this streamlined position becomes second nature in the transition and during their swim. The challenge then, particularly on front crawl, though also to a degree on back breaststroke and butterfly, is to have them keep their head down throughout their swim. Not easy with lane swimming, where you are used to looking up to see where the swimmer in front is and to spot the end of the pool. Meanwhile, keep it fun, stay positive, each swimmer is different, and if you can get each of them doing their best, that's good enough for me. Find me on my swim blog, swimcoach.blog, and in the LinkedIn Swim Club Teachers and Coaches group, which I manage. Until next time.